take us through that Dumoulin hit?
Yeah, I honestly just watched it 2 seconds ago live. I'm back checking the puck and he stopped. Obviously, it's a big collision and I'm at no point trying to target the head at all. I'm skating, back checking, trying to do my job, and unfortunately, there's a collision there. And you know what? I've watched it briefly and I don't realize what I can really do any different. I'm just trying to. At the last second, I see Ovi coming in, and you can see me bracing too as well, and I end up getting kind of taken out as well. So, you know what? I got to analyze it a little more, and obviously, you never want to see a guy go down. So, hoping he's better, and we'll see what happens.
Where's something could be you guys needed to have losing that first game to Pittsburgh and going on the road?
Yeah, I think. We're confident in our group. I think we played two pretty solid games here. Game one, we outplayed the majority of the night, and we got unlucky a couple times. So I think you see that a little bit tonight. We're outplaying them, and they're a team that can kind of find that offense even when they might feel like they're we're spending most of the night in their end. But we just got to make sure we stay focused, and I think we did a good job of that. Controlling the emotional parts of the game and keeping their top guys in check for the most of the night.
Tom, you got some bottom six scoring, Connolly, Verano.
Yeah.
What does that do for the team? What kind of boost does that give you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's big for those guys too. You always kind of want to get one and get going a little bit. I think that Eller, Connolly, and Smith Pelly line's been really good. They go out and control a lot of the pucks in the offensive end. They wear the other team out, and it's nice to see them get on the board. So Connor's a pure goal scorer, and it's nice to see him get one. And obviously, when you can kind of have guys chip in the bottom six and throughout all four lines, it's huge. I haven't heard anything yet. I honestly just watched it kind of in slow-mo from a couple different angles, and it's hockey. It happens really fast. I think if you watch it at game speed, I don't even alter my movement at all. I'm just skating straight, and the way I look at it, there's no way I can get his head from that point where I am. He stops and turns, and I'm kind of right there as O's coming in pretty aggressively, and it's a collision. I end up getting blown right out of the water too, so it's it's a bit of an unfortunate play that he got hurt, and we'll see what happens, and we'll keep moving forward here. There's more important things going on. We got a team in here that's feeling pretty good and confident, and we got to go to Pittsburgh and get a game.
Whether you meant it or not, do you feel like you hit him head first
shoulder? Yeah, I watched the replay, and I think I'm not going to say I didn't get him in the head. It wasn't a body check to the head. I think I grazed his head as I'm skating by him, as he's getting hit by Ovi. So if you watch it from multiple angles, you don't see me like lunge into his head or anything. I'm skating there. His head actually kind of hits kind of the bottom of my arm. So I was surprised when I kind of got up to see that he was down and out like that. So not out, but down on the ground and collecting himself. So it's you never want to see a guy go down. He's a warrior. We've played against him, and he's a solid guy. So hopefully he's all right, and we can deal with that and keep moving. All right.